LJ Renee. How's it going?
Hey, Twyla, how you doing today?
I am blessed beyond human comprehension.
Good.
I don't know if you heard, but they had three more hostages from those missionaries that are over in Haiti. Three more hostages were released the other day. Now, praise God, because we've been praying for all 17 of them.
We sure have been.
Well, that makes five total that's released now.
Right. And I know the prayers all over the world is going up for those hostages, you know, especially since they are from Ohio. I can't remember exactly what place they are from Ohio, but they are from Ohio. So, you know, you just keep them in the forefront. We want all of them to be released unharmed and everything. And we pray that, you know, there was a ransom on their heads too, to the point. And it was at $1 million at one time. So
$1 million a piece,
that's $17 million. And so, you know, that if they ever got that kind of money, that Americans probably couldn't go nowhere and be safe. Right. You know, without being, you know, kidnapped. So, but something was negotiated, and we're just glad that they're, you know, that they're home. They'll be coming home if they're not at home at all.
Amen. And we just speak over the rest of them for their
absolutely
and swift return. And I pray for the deliverance and salvation of the hostage takers.
That's good.
Amen.
Because nothing's impossible. Nothing is impossible. Absolutely. We see it through the Bible, even with Paul, how the jailers were, the guards that were there guarding them, how they got saved, you know. So there's nothing impossible for God. 1 Corinthians 2, second chapter and verse 9, it says, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God.
And, you know, in Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21, it says, now unto him, and we're talking about God.
Yes.
Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Dear God, we thank you for this word. We thank you, Father, for the greatness and grandeur of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mm. We thank you that you are awesome and holy, magnificent and mighty, perfect in all of your ways. And Father, this with all these words that we lift today, we pray that they bring glory and honor to you, that they edify the people of God, and that they glorify the God of the people. We love you this day, Father, and we bless your name. Be glorified in us and through us, and let these words that we speak be pleasing and acceptable in your presence. I pray, Father, that these words bring faith into the hearts of men and women, and that they cause us to not just realize that you can do anything, but to believe it and embrace it and to walk in that faith that says our God can do anything but fail. We love you this evening and we bless your name. And just as we have spoken, we lift this prayer in agreement, Father, with all those praying the world over for those hostages that remain in Haiti. We thank you for their swift and safe release. We thank you, God, that you have put books in them, that you have put sermons in them, that you have put testimonies in them. And as they come out of bondage, Father, that you will release in them what you have placed, you will release out of them what you have placed in them during this trying of their faith. That, Father, that they will write books and that they will, Father, tell their story, Father, and that souls will hear it, be glad, be delivered, be saved in Jesus' name. And we pray for the salvation of those captors, oh God, that know not what they do, Father. I pray you have mercy upon their souls, that you deliver them and save them, and that we hear their testimony of all the great and mighty things you have done. Just like you saved the Apostle Paul when he was on a mission to find and root out the church of the living God. Mm-hmm. We thank you that you stopped him in his tracks, that you converted him on the road to Damascus, and that you made him into one of the greatest apostles that we have ever known. So even so, God, save these, convert them, and Father, use them for the glorification of the kingdom of God in the earth. We love you, we thank you, and we bless your name. Let these words that we speak, Father, let them bring glory and honor to your name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for that powerful prayer. I would like just to introduce to the radio audience the reason why we're doing this topic. And the topic of this message is, you haven't seen nothing yet. And so the word came this morning in prayer. As you all may know, we've mentioned it several times, how we, every morning we are praying at 6 o'clock in the morning, we're praying and interceding for various things, in particularly our nation, in particularly our children, our families, just about anything that the Lord lays upon our hearts to speak on. And oftentimes when we're praying, the Lord began to release a word while we are yet praying. And so this morning while we were praying, while I was praying, the Lord spoke to my spirit and said, you haven't seen nothing yet. And so that permeated in my spirit as well as in Twyla's spirit as well. So we thought we would do a radio show, and we thought that this would be a perfect time to bring forth that word. And particularly as I read in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, the 9th and 10th verse, it says about it is God that has a plan for each and every one of us, those who love him. And this plan is not discerned by human spirit or human wisdom, but is revealed by the Spirit of the Lord. For the Spirit of the Lord searches the heart of God. Now, if you can imagine that, it's like, you know, it's like it's not like, but it is the Spirit of God is searching his heart. He knows what's in God's heart for each and every one of us, for me, for you, Twyla, and for those who are listening to this radio broadcast. God knows the plans that he has for you, and he's going to reveal it by the Spirit. And he says that the Spirit searches the deep things of God. So just imagine what God has in store for you. And it's all right to ask them, God, what is it that the plan that you have for me? What is that deep thing that you want to reveal to me? And and as you begin to pray and meditate on that, then God began to open you up and that you receive of the things that God has planned for you. Now, he may not, you may not know right then, but I'm telling you, eventually you'll begin to start discerning what God has for you. And that's why I like that scripture that you read too, Twyla, Ephesians 3 and 20, that he would do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so that is a word for right now in this moment, that God is going to reveal some things to us. Those plans that he has for us before the foundation was ever made, that's the plans that he's going to begin to share with us.
Amen. And you know, you cleaned up the title just a little bit, because I thought we said you ain't seen nothing yet.
I thought I said you ain't seen
nothing. Ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah, that's right. Why are you right? I thought I said that. Sorry.
You said you have not seen anything yet.
That's a proper way, isn't it?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes, that's right.
As we were praying, you know, it's just, we make mighty decrees and declarations by faith according to the word of God, and the Lord has promised to fulfill them. And we know that no matter what we go through, one of the songs that I have been praying since Sunday when I heard it, because it's been resonating in my spirit. And each day when I pray, each morning when I pray, I seem to continue to quote this. And that is, even when I don't see it, you're working. Mm-hmm. And even mm-hmm. when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop working. You never stop working. And that is the prayer and the sentiment of my heart. Because many times we go through things and we cannot see the hand of God working with our natural eyes. We cannot feel the power of God moving, you know, through our natural senses. But don't you ever be mistaken that even when you don't see it and can't feel it, God is working for you. You ain't seen nothing yet. What God is doing in and through and for you, when he manifests that in the natural realm where you can see it, feel it, touch it, and embrace it, literally embrace it, it is going to blow your mind. Because as the scriptures have said, eyes have not seen. You haven't began to see or imagine or think of how great and mighty and magnificent God is going to make manifest his power in your life. Matter of fact, the scripture I read said, he can do, if you can think it, he can do exponentially greater than that. If you can conceive it, he can do exponentially great. No matter how wild or big or grandiose your thoughts or dreams are, God is going to exponentially exceed and do abundantly greater than what you could ask, think, or even imagine. You ain't seen nothing yet. And you remember when David was dancing before the Lord, and the Bible says that he danced out of his clothes and his wife became embarrassed. And she said, "You're the king. What are you doing?" And that's basically what he said to her. He said, "You ain't seen nothing yet." He said, "I will be even more violent than this. You ain't seen nothing. If you think this was bad, you better wait to see." Because when you know what God has brought you through, and you know that if it had not been for the Lord on your side, and you know that where you are and what you have is only by the grace and the mercy of a wonderful God, you will give him a wonderful, glorious, ridiculous praise, because you know he's been wonderfully, gloriously, ridiculously good to you. So yes, you ain't seen nothing yet.
You ain't seen nothing yet. And you know, even when you look at Ephesians 3 and 20, I like this, because some people say he will do exceedingly abundantly, but I always use the word exceeding, because it's like this. This is where I picture it. It says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above." So we can think of some things that are abundantly, but he said, but he will exceed that. So that has, it speaks to your imagination. What is it that you can actually think, imagine? And he says, "And I can do bigger, greater than that." And that's what excites me, is because, you know, I do believe that, you know, we don't get into what God wants to do for us. We're still down here thinking about just those mediocre things, you know, house, car, some, you know, and I don't want to not think having a child is mediocre, because it's not. But what I'm saying is, you know, only the things that we can see, the things that we think are possible for us to produce ourselves. But when we begin to start having that imagination as to what it is that God can do, and I believe that even that will come even from the revelation of the Spirit showing you what God wants to do in your life. But to have that great imagination is like he said, "I can do beyond that." And so that's what really excites me about that particular scripture. He said, "I can do exceeding abundant." So abundantly. So you're thinking is, okay, this is what God can do. This is what I want him to do. This is what I can understand. This is what I can perceive. And he said, "But yeah, I can do greater than that." And then even he told me, he said, "I could put you, you have a gift that I can put you before kings. I make a way out of no way. I do things that you have never even, and people haven't even imagined you being you can ever do." And so those are the type of things that I want to see. Amen. You know, go beyond where I am. Go beyond, you know, we operate in such a limit. We limit God. We limit him. We only think, you know, it's just like when you get a degree, you know, you think you can just operate just within the realms of that degree. But God is saying, no, I can do greater than that. And so that's my prayer, is that God, even within me, myself, reveal those things that God has planned for me. Reveal is revealed by the Spirit of God. It's not something that I can perceive by the natural wisdom or logic or reasoning. It's beyond that. And that's what we have to grab hold of and say, God, because there's a song that says bigger. God, there's things, you know, you.
And greater
things, you know, the greater things. It's almost like you can't. He's so big and so great that you can, it's like.
He's indescribable.
Thank you. That's the word. It's indescribable. Indescribable.
He does leave you speechless. He is so great and so awesome and so mighty and so magnificent and so holy and so majestic and so, he's indescribable. And you just want to take all the adjectives that you know and every big word you can think of, and you want to ascribe it unto him. But if you slung all the adjectives in the Webster's dictionary together that made sense, if you put them all together in one big sentence, you'd have a run-on sentence, but you put them all in one and you still will not have even begin to touch the surface of how great and mighty, how big and how grandiose and how magnificent and holy and marvelous the Lord is. And that's what he says. You haven't began to imagine how great I am. You haven't began to imagine, and you know, just how big God, your God is. And you know, I like to liken it to, because I do a lot of traveling, did more before COVID, of course, but I like to liken it to, because I always think of this if I'm sitting near a window on the airplane when I'm traveling. When you began to ascend in that airplane, there is a certain point that you reach in the air, and everything on the ground looks so minuscule, so small, so insignificant. These are the same big buildings and big houses and big trucks that you just saw, and that you know that, you know, these are big things. And I know I love the Ohio State Buckeyes and the big stadium. If you've ever gotten to watch a football game at the Ohio State football stadium, it seats over 106,000 people, and it's normally filled to the rafters with people screaming on Saturday, football Saturdays. And as big as that stadium is, when you're in the airplane, you begin to ascend in the air. There's a point when you look down, if you're flying over the stadium, and it doesn't look like much of anything. And you know how big and large that is. And that's how we need to, I believe that is how we should see the issues and the things in our lives, when we take on the perspective of God and the perspective of the Word of God. When you begin to look at things from the perspective of God, and you see that this thing that has kept you up all night, this thing that has caused you to toil for 3 months, this thing that has made you anxious in your faith with God, this thing that has caused you to not even know whether you're coming or going, to question the very faithfulness of a wonderful holy God, these things that are going on in your life, the grief that you suffer, the turmoil that you go through, the affliction that is upon you, these things that cause you to really kind of back up in your faith, But if you would take the perspective of God, if you would look through the eyes of faith, if you would engross yourself in the word of God and hide that word in your heart and begin to see what God sees and say what God says, you'll begin to see, like I see when I'm ascending in that airplane, that these things that you're going through are so minuscule and so small compared to the greatness of your God. And that when he brings you out, and you will come out, when he brings you through, and you will come through, that you're going to say, my God, what was I ever worried about? What was I ever concerned about? Because eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what God is going to do for you when you endure this hardness as a good soldier, when you let him manifest his glory in you, when you believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living, when you wait on the Lord with good patience and comfort in your heart and know that he's going to strengthen you and bring you out, when you are not wavering in your faith, but when you are steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the things of God, look at what God is going to do in your life. He's going to do things you never thought or imagined, bring you to the expanse of what you never could have even conceived. And you'll look back over what you were toiling over and you say, my God, if he did this for me, and he says greater things lie in store for you, for the latter shall be greater than the former, then you can join in with us and say through faith and by testimony that you ain't seen nothing yet. God has not even began to show you the great and mighty and wonderful things that he has in store for you and that he will do for you if you stand in faith, nothing wavering, and trust and believe to see his goodness in the land of the living, because you ain't seen nothing yet.
And you know, even through those trials and afflictions that you're talking about, the struggles that you have, and even through the brokenness, that waiting on the Lord and just going through that with your trust and faith in him, he begins to uncover some things. He begins to start showing you some hidden things, you know, that you come out the wiser, you come out the better for it, because God has begun to show you some things that you didn't know about even the situation. He said it's some deep things that you never did even think about that God begins to show you when you're going through situations like that. The scripture that came to me also while you were speaking is the scripture where he says, call to me and I will answer you and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know. In the Amplified, now I meant to read it in the Amplified Bible, it says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. This thing is not done by, like I said, your natural mind, your reasoning, your intellect, your logics. This is revealed by the Spirit of God. And we know that the Spirit, those who believe in him, that the Spirit of God lives within us and it searches the heart of God. That same Spirit that searches the heart of God is the same Spirit that lives within us. And he begins to expose and remove some hidden things. He begins to reveal some things. And so that's the power of God. And I believe in doing that, that's what takes you to another level. Because remember in the Bible, it says he takes you from faith to faith and from glory to glory. This thing is it, even now. And I remember the word that I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, next. Okay. I heard that. And so that next, what does it mean? Next. Next would mean there's an expectation. And we know that God is good. And we know that his plans are good. And it's not evil. It's to give you a future and an expected end. There is a next. Matter of fact, in a few more weeks, it's going to be a new year. Next. 2022, that's going to be a new year. So in this, in the preparation of it, is to prepare you for that. And I know in the end of this month, there's going to be a change even in my life. Next. So what do you have? Next. And so you know that God confirms that even And it brings me back to Elijah. Was it Elijah when he told him he was going to send the raven to feed him? Well, there was a point in time when the river started drying up and the raven stopped bringing him his meal. It was time for the next.
And you know what? When you were saying that, what the Lord began to show me, you know, you and I are very, very competitive, although I beat you at almost everything we play. But we're very competitive, but you keep trying, even though you don't win. But the point that I wanted to make is that when you're really good at something, you know, like when I'm beating you at racquetball or something, and then what you'll end up doing, or when you play pickleball, you and your partner, whoever you partner with, you play pickleball and you whop up on your opponent, what do you guys say?
Next.
Bring me on something else, because what y'all just brought before me. And you know, you play spades or you play bid whiz, and you know, you and your partner run a Boston body, and you're like, next, next. And so I like that, because that's what I'm saying. It puts a confidence in you when you say that. There's a confidence, and not only a confidence, but there is an expectation, like you said. There's an expectation that, look, I now have a confidence that what I just did, I can do again. And an expectation that I'm not worried about what's coming behind the one that's leaving, because I'm going to do the same thing to them that I did to you. And we know that we don't do it by power or might, but we do this all
by His Spirit.
Is by the Spirit of the living God. And I hear the Spirit of the living God saying through you to your enemy, next. You're going to rout demons. You're going to upend plans of the enemy. You're going to put underfoot the works of darkness. You're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. When you speak to a situation, God's going to manifest His glory. Next. And everything you're looking at, the enemy sent it to harm you, and he sent it to defeat you, and he sent it to kill you, and he sent it to destroy you. But what the enemy meant for evil, God said, next. He turned it around for your good. And so you need to lift up your head and you need to take courage and be not afraid, because your God is the one who can call next. It doesn't matter how great the foe. It doesn't matter how strong the army. It doesn't matter how numerous those are that rise up against you. The Bible clearly tells us in the Psalms that I will not fear what men can do unto me, though a host should rise against me and war should come against me and armies should march against me. I will not be afraid, because my God, who is greater than the power of the enemy, is standing up in me and standing up for me and standing up with me. And He is saying, next.
Amen. Hey, that's so exciting. And you know what, even as you're saying that, even He says next. Okay. So here's what I heard. My mind went to the scripture. It says, remember not the former things, nor the days of old. For behold, I'll do a new thing. Basically, He said, don't get caught up on the path, what you did before, you know, prior to. That's the reason why He said next. He said, don't get hung up on that. He said, don't settle there. Because, you know, sometimes when we have victories, we're going to settle right there.
We're going to build the statue. Remember what the disciples was like? We heard from heaven. Let's build some statues.
And He
right
said,
here.
It's time to move on.
It's next.
This ain't it. And so I heard that, you know, when you were talking, I said, remember not the former things. You know, don't get stuck on this now. Don't get stuck. It's time to move. And so, you know, just keeping that, it's time for the next.
Amen. And you know, the words of a song I really love. I heard a old recording of it, someone singing it, and this, so first of all, you got to walk by faith. That we're telling you is by faith. We're telling you, you got to speak forth into your future the word of God. You got to prophesy over your circumstances the word of God. You got to believe to see the goodness of God. He said, believe to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. I don't see it. I believe I'm going to see it. I trust that I'm going to see it. I believe that God is going to do what he said. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. So the words of this song I love so dearly, it says, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him. I've done this over and over and over. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more. You better put your trust in the only wise God, our Savior, who cannot lie, who has never lost a battle, who is greater than all of your troubles, who can do anything but fail, and yes, who promised that if you put your trust in him, you will never be ashamed. There has never been a time that anyone has gone out on a limb for God that God didn't show up and make sure that he undergirded you with his own strength. When you are weak, then are you strong, because God becomes your strength. Faith in God. If I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that God could solve them. I wouldn't know what faith in his word could do. Everything we're telling you, this is a faith walk. We are walking by faith. Doesn't mean we don't have any problems. We're talking to ourselves. Doesn't mean we don't go through any circumstances. We're talking to ourselves. But one thing we know, that if you keep on keeping on and keep on holding on, that God will come through for you, because all of the glorious promises he's ever made from the beginning of time till now, not one of them has ever fallen to the ground unfulfilled. He is a God that can be trusted. And I decree and declare over your life that you ain't seen nothing yet.
Amen.
LJ Renee, if you want to pray and wrap us up.
Yes, 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 yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, your word is a light. I mean, your word ignites, oh God, your word activate, oh Father, your word makes big, oh God. Your word calls us to imagine. Your word, oh God, calls us to see you and to worship you, oh God. Your word, oh God, helps us in understanding, oh God, that you are great and mighty and you can do anything, that there is nothing impossible for you to do. That God, that when you, oh God, when you, oh God, say next, oh God, that Lord God, it is a good thing, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that we will not settle where we are, but we will move by the Spirit of the Lord, Father, for your word even came this morning and said, you ain't seen nothing yet. And I can remember, oh God, when we would say those words, dear Father, with confidence and some with arrogance, oh God, we would say it again, you ain't seen nothing yet, because you are God and you can do the impossible. You have a plan for our life, God, and it is good. You have a plan, and God, we're asking for you. You say, Father, to ask of you, oh Father, and you will show us great and mighty things. So God, we ask of you, God, to show us, oh God, that which you have planned for us, that thing that has been, Lord, hidden, Father, for you said a king will search out a matter. And so Father, in the name of Jesus, we search it out. Oh God, in Jesus' name, we ask of you, Father, we ponder on it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And dear Father, like a light bulb that's switched on, oh God, so is it your word and your plan in us, in the name of Jesus Christ, that if we walk by faith, we'll walk right into the next, God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So Father, we thank you for that which you have done and that which you're doing in us, the faith that we are having that's rising up, oh God, in us, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father, for those who are listening, oh God, that their faith is being built up in the name of Jesus Christ to expect you, to expect the impossible, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. And that which is invisible right now, you will make it manifest. You will cause it to be visible in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in us, we'll say, look at our God. Father, you are great and greatly to be praised, oh God. And dear Father, we declare and decree that that which you have for each and every one of us, it shall come forth. There's no demon in hell that can prevent it, but it shall come forth, Father, as a roaring lion in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you, God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, God, every enemy that will try to rise up against the purpose and plan that you have for us, oh, God, every scheme, oh, Father, God, every plot, every plan, every situation, every network that tries to rise up against us, God, it will boomerang back into his camp, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For that which you have ordained, it shall come to pass. Who is big and bad enough to prevent it? Who are the, is the one that can give you counsel or instruct your spirit, oh Father, or tell it which way to go? There is no one that can do that, God. Only you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only living, true and living God, you God. So we thank you today and we honor you, oh God. Bless the hearers of this message in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they too will say next, go on to the next thing, God, that we will not remember the former things. We won't rest on those things, oh God, Lord, on traditions and routines and rudiments of men and doctrines, but we move by the Spirit of the Lord, God. For when you say move, we move just like that. So, Father, we thank you. We bless your name, for you alone are God, and beside you, there is none other. This we pray. This we declare in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You're listening to The Wave of Praise Christian Radio.
Catch the wave. Catch the wave.